Hi, I'm Eddie Summerfield. Welcome and thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close Up Podcast. Australian farmers could lose out after the US and China signed off on phase one of their trade deal. The deal sees China pledging to boost US imports by $200 billion above 2017 levels. It's also promising to increase the buying of agriculture products by up to 50%. Now, Australian farmers have seen benefits from the trade war. Beef, dairy, cotton, and a range of horticulture exports all booming to China in the past couple of years. I caught up with the Rabobank Head of Research, Tim Hunt, who explains those Aussie products who've cashed in on the trade war could be replaced.
If adhered to, this is a big deal for US agriculture and will have negative implications for Australian farmers. There are two main aspects of what's been agreed when we just look at ag. The first is that China's agreed to a massive increase in purchases of US ag products. So they're going to increase purchases by 50% this year above even pre-trade war levels and even more in 2021. And the second important aspect is that China's agreed to remove or address some of the non-tariff barriers that have precluded the development of US ag business in China. Things like recognizing US traceability systems for beef and recognizing USDA certification of dairy facilities. So on two fronts, a big deal for US ag, and if implemented, there will be flow-on impacts for Australian farmers.
So let's talk more about the impacts on Australian farmers. You mentioned beef and dairy there. In a little bit more detail, what are beef exporters and dairy exporters going to see?
Well, the biggest impact will probably come on the products that the US did used to have a big market share on in China, and that Australia's benefited from their loss of access in recent years. So actually we're talking there cotton, where our exports to China have doubled since the trade war and prices have gone up for us, and almonds, where we've seen a six-fold increase since the trade war started in Aussie shipments of almonds to China. If this agreement is adhered to, we're likely to see US almonds and cotton flow back into the Chinese market, and inevitably there will be some displacement of those products in this year and next. So certainly something to watch for and likely to be negative.
How about some other commodities? Wool is one, for example, that last year we saw extraordinary highs, but then as these trade tensions continued between the US and China, prices dropped here because of a lack of confidence from Chinese wool buyers. What impact will this deal have on wool in Australia?
I'm not sure this will have much impact on the Australian wool market. Certainly, the US doesn't send any material volumes of wool to China, so that's not going to be the changing factor here. The agreement itself, though, does reflect reducing or at least stabilizing tensions between China and the US, and that may introduce some level of stability into the wool market. So not a big change, but more around sentiment than actual changes in trade flow.
So long and short of it is it's not a great result for Australian farmers. So how does the agriculture sector rebound here in Australia and look to make something out of this deal?
Well, the first thing to note is that there are big questions around how achievable the deal is. It's unlikely the US will be able to meet its goals of sending this much food and ag to China. There just simply aren't that many products it produces that China tends to buy. And we should note there's a US election that will be held before even the first target can be measured, which is a 2020 goal. So they may never reach the goals they set out here. Moreover, for Australian agriculture, we have had 18 months of being able to have better access than the US to China. And that's enabled us to establish supply chains, build brands and relationships, which places us in a good position to compete. So no question, more competition's coming in China for Australian food and ag in the next 12 and 24 months. But we should be in a reasonable position to cope with that. And we should feel reasonably good about our ability to maintain some of that market share.
Does this instill a bit more stability in global markets right across every commodity group, considering now this deal is signed off and it is in place? Just because of the uncertainty over the 12 months, I'm sure there's been lots of trade that hasn't eventuated as a result.
In theory, it should. If this deal is adhered to and the trade flows progress as outlined, then there will be a feeling of more stability and predictability. The key question we have, though, is whether it will be a smooth transition. This occurs against a background of otherwise really rising tensions between US and China. The US continues to crack down on Chinese tech companies like Huawei and continues to do what China regards as probing into China's domestic affairs on things like Hong Kong, the South China Sea, and treatment of Muslims in its western provinces. So we see a big chance that actually there will be a re-escalation of tensions at some point this year, and we'll see that volatility return, despite what on paper seems to be an agreement towards something heading towards more stability.
That's Rabobank Head of Research Tim Hunt speaking about the US-China trade deal. That is a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom for today and for this week. I'm Eddie Summerfield. Hope you have a great afternoon.